You're listening to Classic Hits 101.7, your home for the golden oldies. Hey, you're going to be hanging out with me, Hannah Blevins, for the next hour. Let's jump right into music with Respect from Aretha Franklin. And now for a little segment I affectionately call Nerdy Fun Facts. Respect was actually originally written, recorded, and released by Otis Redding in 1965, but later became a hit when it was recorded by Aretha Franklin in 1967. Franklin's version won her two Grammy Awards in 1968 for Best R&B Recording and Best R&B Solo Vocal Performance. Her version of Respect also currently claims the number 5 spot on Rolling Stone magazine's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. We're going to take a quick break and be back with the latest in music news, but keep those dials right here on Classic Hits 101.7, where you'll find the best of oldies music. The Baxter Regional Medical Center's mobile mammography unit will be in Mountain Home at KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot on May 7th, in Marshall at Boston Mountain Rural Health on Tuesday and Wednesday, May 8th and 9th, and at Marshall High School on Thursday, May 10th.
This breast cancer awareness message is brought to you by Renee Shockey of Cruise Planners, Methven Sanitation, Knox Orthopedics, and Carter's Jewel Chest. Call 508-1164 for more information. Early detection is the key to life.
And now for the latest in music news. The Beatles Story exhibit in Liverpool is joining forces with Julian's Auctions and the Hard Rock Cafe in New York City for another Discovery Day. It's your chance to bring your Beatles or other rock and roll memorabilia to be appraised by an expert and for free. Previous events have been held in Liverpool and London and have unearthed some significant finds. One of them was a typewritten, signed letter by John Lennon to Queen Elizabeth II from 1969, explaining why he was refusing the MBE, or Member of the Order of the British Empire, that she had given him. Incredibly, the owner found the letter inside the sleeve of one of a collection of vinyl albums he'd purchased 20 years earlier for a mere £10, which is about $14. Julian's valued it at £60,000, which is over $85,000. If you think you've got a rare Beatles or rock treasure, you've got plenty of time to root through your attic. The Discovery Day is scheduled for Thursday, May 17th, at the Hard Rock Cafe in New York. And now for a brief pause, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the latest in weather. So stay with me, Hannah Blevins, on Classic Hits 101.7. Gilbert Realty would like to invite you to visit their booth at the annual Expo and Health Fair on Wednesday and Thursday. If you are thinking of selling or looking for property or a home, call one of their agents at 425-6282. At Gilbert Realty, your success is their number one goal. Located in the charming stone building on Highway 62 Southwest, or see them Wednesday and Thursday at the Expo and Health Fair at the Baxter County Fairgrounds. Hey, you're back with me, Hannah Blevins, on Classic Hits 101.7. And now we're looking at your weather. Tonight, it's going to be clear with a low of 42 degrees. Tomorrow, there's a chance of snow with a low of 32 degrees. And tomorrow night will remain clear with a low of 29 degrees. Let's get right back into the music with Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
And now for some fun facts about Queen's Don't Stop Me Now. The song comes from the 1978 Queen album entitled Jazz. It was written by lead singer Freddie Mercury and recorded in August of 1978 at Super Bear Studios in France. It reached number 9 in the UK and number 86 in the US. Additionally, the song appears on the soundtrack for 2004's Shaun of the Dead, and more recently, Marvel's blockbuster from 2016, Deadpool. And that does it for this week's edition of Throwback Thursday. Thanks for hanging out with me. Tune in to Classic Hits 101.7 with me, Hannah Blevins, again next Thursday from 11 to noon. I'll be featuring music from the soundtrack of the 2014 blockbuster film Guardians of the Galaxy.